morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller of Lake Chelan Historical Society. Let's talk history today about Chelan schools. The first schoolhouse was a one-room shack. It was located on the lot, which is now vacant. Well, at least it was when the story was told. It was used 1 year after having been rented and furnished very modestly. The first teacher of Chelan Public Schools was Mrs. Clara Johnson of Lakeside, now deceased. She taught a term of 1 week, beginning the 7th of August. She had 7 pupils, 1 girl and 6 boys. Their teacher now sleeps in the Chelan Cemetery. Miss Etta Birch taught 1 month, beginning the 1st of November that same fall. And the following May, Miss Ida Malott began a 3-month term. After that, Chelan had school every winter. For a time, the terms were not longer than from 2 to 6 months. A different building was used in the fall of 1890. It was a wooden structure of 1 large room located a block south and a half block east of the Miners and Merchants Bank, which now stands on the south side of the street. Now, that's where the Lake Chelan Historical Society now resides. It was used also for church services, socials, entertainment, and dances. School was kept in this building for 2 years. The 14th of September, 1891, Miss Lizzie Cavanaugh of Allen, Nebraska, which was 11 miles from where I grew up, took charge as a teacher. She taught a fall and winter term of 6 months and was reemployed for a spring term of 3 months. This was the year in which the first Webster's Unabridged Dictionary made its appearance in the schools. The enrollment that year was 60 pupils, 35 boys and 25 girls. The youngest pupil was 5 years of age and the oldest 16. I bet she went home with headaches. School began September 5th, 1892, in a new wooden structure which cost the district about $2,500. It served for 14 years. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.